Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed. And if you enjoy the stories, please consider supporting the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. And new episodes are released every Tuesday. Today's story is Angela Fucks Her Boss. This week has been one of the hardest in terms of work. We had one of our biggest cases going to trial. As the lead litigation paralegal for the firm, I had to work side by side with the attorneys to make sure everything went as smoothly as possible in the courtroom. We were defending one of the richest men in Manhattan. He had been accused of killing his mistress, who was a socialite. He was convinced his wife had set him up, and we were working our asses off, trying to find evidence to create enough doubt or exonerate our client. Today was Saturday, which normally I never work, but my boss needed me to come in and work late. The trial started Monday, and there were a million last-minute things needed to be done. I had no problem going in. The overtime would be really nice in my paycheck. The other reason I didn't mind was I had a crush on my boss. He was older by about 15 years. He had gray hair that he'd kept tied back at the nape of his neck. He had a short beard that I'm sure he went to the barber to have shaped and trimmed. He worked out, which you could easily tell by the way his tailored suits fit him. I would have loved to make a move on him, but I knew he was married. His wife was beautiful and came from a very wealthy family. She was a bitch, though. No one at the firm could stand her. She was always rude to people she perceived as not on her level. I often wondered how he could be married to such a cold woman. He was completely the opposite. He was nice and easy to approach. Thankfully, she barely ever set foot in the office. She was usually out of the country on some type of vacation or on a shopping trip. It was 10 a.m. when I got to the office. Mark, my boss, didn't want me to have to get up too early on my weekend, since we would be working into the evening. I could hear the printer going as I made my way to the war room, which was just a large conference room, where we could lay everything out for the case. Mark looked up from his laptop when I walked in. "Good morning, Angela. Are you hungry? I have breakfast and coffee delivered. It's in the kitchen." "Good morning, Mark. I can always go for some breakfast and coffee," I said, smiling back at him. I sat my things down and went off to the kitchen to grab a plate of food and some very needed coffee. I was thankful for the distraction and time to calm my heartbeat. I don't know how it was possible, but he looked even hotter than he usually did. It was the first time I had seen him dressed down, though it was more of a casual dress down. He normally wore suits to work, which he looked amazing in, but the more relaxed look on him was sexy as hell. With my coffee and some food, I made my way back into the war room to get to work. It felt kind of intimate working this close to my boss, especially it being just the two of us. The cleaning people didn't come in on Saturdays, so we were completely alone in the building. It was the middle of winter, so it got dark early, which contributed to the feeling of intimacy. Our hands and bodies brushed against and past each other as we moved around the room. Sometimes I felt like he lingered a bit longer than needed when his hands would brush mine. The scent of his cologne was driving my blood pressure up. I had to keep reminding myself that he was my boss and we were just working. It was around 7 that evening when we finally finished up. As a reward, my boss ordered us some delivery from one of the expensive restaurants nearby. He also pulled out an expensive-looking bottle of red wine to reward ourselves for our hard work. The food was amazing. I love sitting at the end of the table with my boss looking into his eyes as we talked and ate. I noticed his eyes more than once looking down into my cleavage. I was wearing a tight V-neck sweater that accentuated my double D's. By the time we were done eating, I was feeling really good from the wine. It was by far the best wine I had ever had. My boss invited me to sit on the couch and have another glass of wine before calling it a night. I was happy to. I didn't have anything fun to go home to. I was so focused on my career right now, I hadn't had time to socialize, and I was single. I had to really think about it hard in order to remember the last time I had even spent time with a guy outside of work. Angela, I want to thank you for coming in on your day off to make me sure everything is ready for Monday, my boss said while taking my hand in his. The touch of his hand on mine set my heart racing. It was my pleasure. I didn't have anything else planned, and honestly, this was more fun than sitting home by myself, I replied. Really? I'm surprised. I would have imagined a young woman who is as sexy as you would have been lined up. I'm too focused on myself right now. And guys my age just don't have the maturity and experience I desire in a relationship. I replied and looked up into his dark eyes. I felt trapped in his gaze. He was just so sexy. Ah, you like a man that knows how to please a woman. He replied and gave me a sexy slanted grin. Ah, yes, I breathlessly replied. I was so turned on, and I was sure it was written all across my face. He began rubbing the sensitive area of my palm with his fingertips. I thought my heart would beat right out of my chest. I think I might be able to help you with that. Do you want me to help you, Angela? He asked while brushing my hair softly behind my ear. Feeling like I was about to faint, I could only nod in response. My lips suddenly felt dry. My tongue darted out to wet them. My boss's eyes were drawn to my lips. It felt like time slowed as he leaned forward to kiss me. I felt the warmth of his body and the heat from his lips as he tasted my lips and delved his tongue inside. He moved his tongue like he was imitating what he actually wanted to lick. I thought my heart was going to beat out of my chest when his lips left mine to travel down my throat. I didn't know what to do, but I knew I didn't want to stop. I relaxed a bit into the couch while my boss's lips continued to kiss lower to the bit of cleavage that my V-neck sweater showed. This sweater seems to be in the way. My boss growled and sat up to pull it off over my head. He then reached around and undid the clasp of my bra with one hand. That was pretty impressive. I wondered how long and how many women it took for him to master that skill. He sat there for a second, looking at my breasts. I could feel my nipples tingling for his touch. Licking his lips, he looked seductively into my eyes and said in a low, husky voice, "You are so beautiful. I want to kiss every part of you." "Yes, kiss me," I breathlessly replied. "I want to see the rest of you," he said and sat back on the sofa. I stood up directly in front of him and took down my pants. I stepped closer to my boss so he could take down my panties. Before he took them down, he leaned in and buried his nose in my panties so he could smell my scent. I felt the pressure of his tongue pushing into the V of my private area. After nuzzling the outside of my pussy, my boss pulled my panties down so I could step out of them. I watched as he balled them up and put them away in his pants pocket. I hoped his wife didn't find my panties one day, but that was his problem, not mine. I continued to stand there as he again buried his face into my smoothly shaven pussy. His tongue darted out to reach as far in as he could. I felt his hand slide up between my thighs so he could slide a finger inside my wetness. My head rolled back with moan after moan escaping my lips. It felt so naughty coming in my boss's mouth while standing naked in front of him. After my moans had subsided, my boss smiled up at me with his mouth dripping with my juices. "Come over here and sit. I want to taste more of you," he said, and then licked his lips. My legs were becoming weaker by the second. I gladly sat, leaned back, and spread my legs wide. My boss got on his knees where he lightly blew on my sensitive, swollen clit. My eyes rolled back when I felt his mouth close over my clit and suck. He swirled his tongue around my clit and down into my opening. He felt so good, I grabbed a handful of hair and held him to me while I came again in his mouth. He sucked up my juices until my body calmed. He stood up and wiped the rest of me from his chin. I watched intently while my boss took his clothes off. His chest was so chiseled and smooth. I was dying to see his cock. I always imagined that he had a nice large one that would stretch me. I was not disappointed. He was actually larger than I expected. I leaned forward, taking his rock-hard cock in my hands, and began sucking his cock like a dirty girl. I licked and sucked until my jaw couldn't take it anymore. "Are you ready to feel this cock inside you?" he asked and gave it a couple bounces. "Yes, fill my pussy up," I replied in a low, husky voice. I was dying to feel him inside of me. Pushing me back on the couch and spreading my legs, he knelt down and slid his cock in my tight opening. He could only get a couple inches past the head at first. "Fuck, you're so tight," he moaned. "Oh God," I cried out, feeling him stretching me and hearing his moans while he pushed his cock further into my tightness, drove me over the edge. His cock was only halfway in, but I was coming hard on it. "That's a good girl. Come on this cock," he said while thrusting his cock into me. Every thrust stretched me a little more until he was able to bury it all in me. "Oh God, oh God, oh God," I moaned over and over. He felt so big inside, and I was so turned on. I more than exploded when my boss put his hand around my neck and squeezed a little. I screamed as liquid flowed out of me and splashed onto my boss and down onto the floor. I thought he would stop because my juices were getting all over the conference room. Instead, he pounded my pussy harder and reached down with his other hand to rub my clit. More juices came flooding out of me. Oh my God, he was so good. I didn't usually squirt. It only happened a couple times before. It took a man who knew what he was doing to get me to squirt, and my boss definitely knew what he was doing. He pulled out and let me feel the pulsing inside my body. Get on your knees. I want to see that ass bounce, my boss instructed. It took a minute before I could get my legs to move again. As soon as I could, I turned over and moved so I was facing the armrest. I arched my back real good and laid my head on the armrest. I felt the sofa move as my boss got behind me. He gave my ass a few good slaps and then slid his huge cock inside. He felt even bigger from this angle. I bit the armrest and held on while he thrust his cock in me. I could feel my ass bouncing with every thrust. He was pounding me so hard, I wondered if he was going to make me bleed. I didn't care. It felt amazing, and I was enjoying every bit of what he was doing to me. I looked back at my boss and held his gaze while his cock tore me up. You like that, don't you? He asked. Yes, I love what you were doing to me, I moaned out in response. His thrust became extremely hard and frenzied for a few seconds. With one last powerful pounding thrust, his body stilled and tensed. My eyes widened in surprise as he unleashed his cum deep inside my spent pussy. Hopefully, I wouldn't have to tell him later that I wasn't on birth control when he came inside me. He pulled his cock out and said with a sexy grin, I think a performance like that deserves a raise. I was speechless, but extremely happy. I had gotten fucked by the man of my fantasy and got a raise to go with it. It was getting late, so we got dressed and rushed out. On my way home, I wondered if we were going to have more late nights like this. I know I would be down for getting fucked like that again. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. And remember to come back next Tuesday for a new story. Thank you.